Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. Monday moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Madlock is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boisclair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman strikes out. Mitterwald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kingman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milner throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Mitterwald, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rochelle strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Hodges for a passed ball. Cardenal moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seaver bunts in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. 1 out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. 2 outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boisclair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Milner reaches second base with a double. Morales throws the ball into Madlock, who tags Milner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman is hit by the pitch. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Crane Pool hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Munday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seaver is 0 for 0 in the game. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boisclair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mitterwald is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Trillo is 0-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelleher is 0-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trillo moves to second. Rick Rushel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rushel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rushel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cranepool is 0-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garrett is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hodges is 0-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. Garrett moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Harrelson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seaver is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phillips is 0-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Monday is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cardenal is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Madlock is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boisclair is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Milner is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kingman is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Leon Brown now playing left field. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trillo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Summers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rochelle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munday is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Rochelle moves to second. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Jose Cardinal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardinal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a line drive into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Joe Torre pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Torre is walked intentionally. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. Phillips is walked intentionally. Torre moves to second. Darold Knowles now pitching. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boisclair is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Vale pinch hits for Leon Brown. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Knowles. Harrelson scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.